From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The Obama administration is continuing a media blitz to promote its landmark nuclear deal with Iran to an American public distrustful of Tehran. VOA's Michael Bowman reports that the pact unveiled last week in Vienna is proving to be a tough sell.
Did Iran win too many concessions while giving up too little? Appearing on U.S. television, ABC's This Week program, Secretary of State John Kerry said no.
The United Nations resolution, which brought about the sanctions in the first place, said that if Iran will suspend its enrichment and come to negotiations, all the sanctions will be lifted. Now, they've done more than just come to negotiations. They've actually negotiated a deal.
Key lawmakers remain unconvinced and angry the United Nations could approve the deal before Congress has a chance to weigh in. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Meanwhile, U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter is headed to Israel to assess its security needs in the aftermath of that nuclear deal with Iran. The Secretary of Defense is to meet with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who has called the accord a mistake. The Prime Minister spoke on the U.S. television program ABC this week.
Look, I think it's very important for me as the Prime Minister of the one and only Jewish state to make our case against a deal that we believe endangers our security. Our survival even, and the security of the Middle East and the world.
Carter said in advance of the trip that he has no intention of trying to reverse Mr. Netanyahu's opposition to the pact, however, hopes to strengthen U.S.-Israeli military cooperation. VOA News. Officials say a series of Sunday morning blasts rocked a Gaza district, wounding two people and destroying at least five cars belonging to Hamas and Islamic Jihad militants. Authorities say the explosions targeted the Sheikh Radwan neighborhood, which is a Hamas stronghold. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. However, pictures at the scene of one of those blasts showed the Islamic State group's flag painted on a wall. British Prime Minister David Cameron says his country needs to take a greater role in destroying the Islamic State group in Syria. Appearing Sunday on the NBC news program Meet the Press, Mr. Cameron said, "We know that we have to defeat ISIL. We have to destroy this caliphate, whether it is in Iraq or in Syria. That is a key part of defeating this terrorist scourge we face." Britain's military said last week that its forces have conducted airstrikes on Syria when embedded with coalition forces. Taiwanese voters next year are sure to elect a woman as their next president. The ruling Nationalist Party on Sunday picked Taiwan's deputy legislative speaker and a former teacher as their candidate. Ralph Jennings reports from Taipei.
The Taiwan ruling Nationalist Party's first female presidential nominee will compete in the January 2016 election with a woman picked earlier this year by the chief opposition party. The opposition Democratic Progressive Party candidate Tsai Ing-wen ran for the office in 2012, but against the man who is today's president, Ma Ying-jeou. She is running now against the Deputy Speaker of Parliament, Hong Xiu-ju. Women have become heads of state in India and South Korea, among other Asian countries, but never in Taiwan. Philip Yang, spokesman for the Nationalist Candidates Campaign, said Taiwan stands out already because two women are competing. Ralph Jennings, VOA News, Taipei.
Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari Sunday begins a four-day visit to Washington, where he will hold talks with U.S. President Barack Obama. The threat posed by the Islamist extremist group Boko Haram is expected to top the agenda when Mr. Obama welcomes the Nigerian leader to the White House on Monday. The U.S. is seeking to expand assistance to Nigeria in fighting the militants who have intensified their attacks since Mr. Buhari took office in May. This is Mr. Buhari's first visit to Washington since winning the presidential election in March. Ahead of President Obama's visit to the region, which starts later this week, Kenyan and Ethiopian troops operating in Somalia have launched a new military offensive against the al-Shabaab militant groups in the Gedo and Bay regions. The African Union mission in Somalia has announced the offensive named Operation Juba Corridor and says the aim is to flush out the terrorist group from rural areas. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.